I'm Trucker Tom from TruckerTomPodcast.com, and you're listening to Mike Dell's World.
Mike Dell's World, number 114.
Yeah, good morning, good evening, whatever the case may be. Mike, I'm about to go mobile here. It's March 9th, Monday, 2009. And we had a little bit of a snow event. Surprise, surprise. But actually, March, it isn't normal. We get some snow in March, but usually not a foot. So I'm just going out of the office here. And there's about, 8, 10, 12 inches maybe of snow on the sidewalk here. So I make my way to my car. The snowplow driver has been through, so the parking lot's clean. Ugh, there, get in the car. Whoa, the radio turned on. Don't really need that. Clear the snow off of the passenger side window. It's windy enough that it's just sticking. Let's see if I get out of this parking spot. I barely got into it. Oh, yeah. So I'm going to check the weather, check the road conditions, and head for lunch. Okay, well, the parking lot's nice and clean, but the road hasn't been plowed. With the exception of it's been packed down pretty good by the snow plows. But definitely not plowed. So it's bumpy and lumpy. Barely made it out of my driveway. Which I posted a little blog entry about that called Winter Continues. Holy crap. I just about went into a big tall snowbank. Now I'm just kind of riding the ruts. I could let go of the steering wheel and it would still just take me right down the road because it's ruts in the snow. So people in the warmer climates. See, the other bad thing is you got to get a run at intersections because they have all the snow is just sort of bunched up at the intersections. Well, you know, here it is 3:30 in the morning or whatever, and oh geez. I made it out onto the other road, but anyway, there was a car coming, so I had to stop, so I had to back up a little bit and get a run at it. Same thing happened when I was trying to get out of my driveway earlier when I left for work. So I'm thinking that the schools won't happen tomorrow. Kids will get a snow day on the first day of the trimester. Around here they went to a trimester system instead of semesters. Going by the house. Looks like the plow's been through just enough to knock my mailbox off the post and plug up the end of the driveway even worse. Bad thing is it's supposed to be 40 degrees tomorrow. You know, right now it's about 29-30. So this is a really wet, heavy, slush-like. Not quite slush-like yet, but it will be when it starts warming up past 40. But it's definitely a wet, heavy, sloppy, snotty stuff. So that's alright, I guess. But I'm ready for spring. That's all there is to it. I want spring to happen. I'm looking forward to getting out on the motorcycle for a little bit and then selling that and getting me a scooter. That's the tentative plan, although for some reason I can't get Kathy to agree and understand what I'm up to. She thinks if I sell the motorcycle, I need to spend the money on the household stuff. No, I'm not selling my motorcycle unless I'm getting something else. So that's it. So I might still just keep this motorcycle because I ain't selling it unless I can get the scooter I want. Oh well. It's neither here nor there. Typical husband and wife interaction, I'm sure. For men, A plus B equals C. For women, A plus B equals D, E, F, G, and H, unless D equals B, and so, you know, it's really complicated. For us guys, it's pretty simple. So, anyway, yeah, the roads are lousy. Looks like the plow's been through just a little bit, but there's it's a five-lane road right here, and the center turn lane is full of snow because they plow it into the center, and I don't know why they do that. So anyway, going into the speedway. Oh, Celtic Shuttle's out late tonight. Let's see, almost taxi company. So anyway, I'm going to go in and get me something to eat, and I'll be right back.
There's so much other crap you could be listening to, but you chose to listen to Mike Dell's World, and we appreciate it.
All right, I'm back. My lunch there. Lunch at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, that's just not right. And it's kind of funny, you see people in there, you know, that are just going into work, and people who just got off work, and people that are in the middle of work. And I'm sure people that don't work at all that just like to get up at 3 in the morning. And, well, there's a lot of traffic today. I don't know what that means. I mean, not like bumper to bumper or anything, but more than a couple of cars at this time of the day is weird. Although, there's plenty of plow trucks. So that's probably what a lot of the traffic is. But again, a lot of just plain old cars. It's weird. Oh well. But I'm going to make a 50-50 bet that we won't have school tomorrow. Our 15-year-old is, well, spent the weekend with his biological father and stepmother. They came up from Florida to visit and went over and got a condo ski resort here nearby. So he was with them, and they were going to bring him back over Sunday night so he'd go to school on Monday today. And he called over, and Kat said, "Oh, don't worry about it. Just stay over there, you know, and maybe, you know, check it in the morning, see if school's on. If it is, come over then after the roads have been plowed." But I don't know. The main road, I'm sure, would be just fine for school buses, but back roads are, you know, the side streets and whatever, or, you know, haven't been plowed. So, I don't know. 50-50 chance. Around 4 o'clock is when the local bus garage makes the determination whether they're going to run or not. That decides whether the schools will be on. So, I'm just making a guess that schools will be off. It doesn't really matter to me much, because if they're off, then Bill's be staying over with his dad for an extra day at the ski resort. And otherwise, I'll be going to school today. So, oh man, big big things, at the big piles of snow at the intersections. That's the bad thing about driving this time of night. Usually I get this all cleared up by morning, depending on what's going on. Usually get all the side streets and stuff. Yeah, this side street that I'm going by right now, it's got a good foot of snow in it. Unless you got a four-wheel drive, you're not gonna get down it real easily. Like I said, all these piles at the intersections makes me think they're not plowing real hard. Well, enough about plowing. Snow, at least for right now, from the car. Plan to put this into today's podcast, so I'm sure I'll say a lot more, or maybe repeat myself. Oh man, jeez, it's amazing what this little Toyota car will get through. The Toyota Camry, not a four-wheel drive truck. Front-wheel drive beater car. But I'm sure you heard all that scraping on the bottom. That's the intersection. And like I said, a lumpy, bumpy ride. I hope this is the last big snow we have this year, or at least this season, because I'm sure we'll have some towards the end of the year. But I'm ready for motorcycle weather. Going to the beach weather. And, ironically, working in the yard weather. Just, boy, this parking lot's like an ice rink. Because, like I said, we were on a meltdown. Well, anyway, I'll talk more about that in the regular podcast, I'm sure. Yeah, I've either have done that or we'll do that. Well, hey, let's make a command decision. A show prep command decision. I'm going to play this first. So now you're going to hear it's not really a song. It's a cut off of a CD. And it's a poetry. And, you know, come on, bear with me. I think you'll like it. It's called Winter Dark, and it pretty much sums up what's going on here in Michigan and all across the Northland, I'm sure. Heard somebody today from Bismarck on another podcast saying, oh, it's been such a long winter. Well, you know, it's been a long winter all across the upper Midwest, so, or upper tier of states. So anyway, give this a listen. This is called Winter Dark, and it's it's on the CD of the Yellow Room Gang called Happy New Day, and it's pretty cool, I think. And then I'll come back afterwards on the main podcast rig instead of this portable recorder. Anyway, for now, Mike in the car. Catch you after the song, poem, whatever.
Winter dark always takes me by surprise. I think it's the middle of the afternoon, and all of a sudden the sky is the color of slate, with thick clotted clouds lowering themselves upon the buildings and the trees. Ranting winds skirl like bagpipes around the corners of the house, playing their insane music against the chimney. If they were men, they'd be locked up, a noise nuisance or something. Golden light, like smoldering butter, shines bluntly through the dusk. Straining out of windows, trying to cut a swath through all of this murky pitch. Birds huddle in the hedges, squirrels not moving, but to stealthily steal toward their stash of nuts, set aside for exactly such evenings as this. A dog barks somewhere, and the sound ricochets off of the stones and the barn and the iron branches. Floating for a moment in the thin, brittle air, then silently sinking to the frozen ground. and stepping on the black, solid lake is pure treachery. With the deep booming, thundering, reverberating hollowness far below, where the fish hover in icy molasses. And we look for things to celebrate in this northern borderland. In all of this sleeping of the earth, in all of the slumbering and inert forces that cause the pines to stand sentry, fence posts to line up under a blanket of white, and cars to churn to life early in the morning. We find songs to sing and dances to warm our feet, wine that oils our tongues and loosens our stories, food that fills our bellies, and even more, our connection to each other. We burn candles, read the stars, and revel in the silence of snow. Respite from the world for a short time, we embrace winter for itself, and for the spring that comes so achingly welcome afterward.
And I gotta agree, it does come achingly long. Anyway, it's several hours later, and I have since moved about a foot of snow, wet, heavy, sloppy, slushy, crappy snow out of the driveway, and also repaired the four-wheel drive system on my wife's Cadillac, which turned out to be just a fuse, but that's a whole other story. And I got her car over to her, and got my old pickup back. See, when her Cadillac doesn't work right and it's crappy, snowy, she takes my pickup, which works out good for her, because four-wheel drive. She would have never got out of the driveway otherwise. So she got out this morning. I fixed her car and brought it over to her and got my truck back and got the driveway cleaned out. And I even shoveled the walkway there where she works. So what a nice guy. It's actually really nice out now. I don't know the exact temperature. Let me look here. It's 29. I guess it's not super good, but the sun's out. It's beautiful. You know, it's like spring. Of course, it makes a really slushy, sloppy mess. When I'm shoveling that walkway, you know, picture this. You got about 8 inches of white, fresh snow on top of about 2 inches of slush, you know. And for those of you that are not familiar with slush in the natural world, just think of one of those slush cone things that you get, you know, like at a carnival or whatever, just crushed half melted ice, and you know, real watery and soupy. Just picture that without the colorful flavors on it, and you know, gonna spread that 2 inches thick. Anyway, it's nasty. Anyway, I don't want to make this all about weather again. By the way, that I think I introduced that song / poem there before, but that's from the Yellow Room Gang, and it's definitely a really appropriate, I guess would be the right say, appropriate sentiment for this time of year up here. You know, those of us that live in the north, you know, we know to expect winter. But winter started really early this year. You know, usually Thanksgiving time or just before Thanksgiving, we get our first snow. And then it snows for a few days and, you know, covers the ground, and then, oh, you know, another week or so, you know, nothing really happens. And then it warms up and everything melts right back down to dirt. And we get this little pattern going through, you know, December, where it snows, hangs around, then melts, then snows, hangs around, then melts. And then just before Christmas, usually it comes and stays. Well, this year we didn't get any break. About November 15th, which, by the way, is a state holiday here in Michigan. It's the opening day of firearm deer season. Anyways, around November 15th, it snowed. and it didn't quit. And, you know, it snowed a few times, you know, between then and Thanksgiving. Then Thanksgiving, right after Thanksgiving, it literally, we had a month of snow where every day we had some sort of measurable snow for, it was over a month. It was past Christmas into January. And then, you know, then we had our normal cycle, you know, we'd have a blizzard and it would do nothing for a week, but it never got warm enough to really melt everything down. We had a little minor melt in February, which is kind of normal. Usually we have what's called a January thaw, where, you know, one or 2 days in January it gets to be 40 degrees or 50 degrees, whatever, and then it quickly goes right back to winter for February. Well, this year, January thaw was in February. And then we were right back to it. Then about a week ago, we had a string of days where it was -4, -8. You know, it was all below zero for 3-4 days. And literally, it went from -8 to 45 above in like 12 hours. And we lost a bunch of snow. We still got tons of snow. Believe me, we got tons of snow. I've got a couple of videos I'm going to throw up on YouTube and get them glued together. But picture of the parking lot at work last night when I pulled into my parking spot and took a picture, you know, took some video of the car and, you know, how deep it was in the snow and all that. And then a little bit later, when the snowplow guy was there with his big snow bucket and took some video of him cleaning the parking lot up. I don't know how interesting it is, but I'm going to throw it up on YouTube, and it'll probably be the featured video on my website at mikedell.com when I get it done. But might not be for a few days. Who knows? Running a little past my bedtime as it is. Because, you know, normally I try to get to sleep at, you know, reasonable hour. But like I said, I had snow to move and I had to fix the wife's truck. And then I figured, well, you know what? I'm awake. Might as well do a podcast. So, well, what I didn't record last night in the car. And I think I got my mobile setup figured out. And, you know, and yeah, it's a little noisy. But, you know, there's not a lot I can do about that. So it's just the way it's going to be, I guess. But it's going to be a little nicer, you know, when it's not winter and you're not hearing all the thumpity-thump-thump, you know, the bumpy roads and all that. And, you know, I don't do a lot of that kind of thing, but it's nice to have. And I figure I'll do some podcasting on my walking trips or whatever. So, anyway, I want to play a tune that I downloaded last week and never got around to playing. It's called Pull the String. It's from Jonathan Colton, and it was off of his Thing a Week podcast. So, here's Pull the String from 411.06, I believe. And in case you're keeping track, it's 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Everybody knows you're on to something, and they all want in. But they don't know about the bad news you keep underneath your skin. And they think you've got it all figured out, but there's one thing you never talk about. It's a long time gone, but it never went away. Pull the string, and this whole thing's coming. Just pull the string. Smile pretty, the camera loves you. down. Just pull the string.
Hey, this is Aaron Redner from Hot Buttered Rum, and you're enjoying Mike Dell's World Podcast.
Well, somebody must have pulled the string on that Jonathan Colton song, because it just stopped. I think that's what it was supposed to do, but I don't know. I keep bumping into the mic here. Oh, well, that's life in the big city. So, anyway, what else do I got to talk about other than the weather? Really not much. It's amazing how much the weather becomes a topic of discussion when you live in a place that's prone to ridiculous swings of weather. And this is a pretty much unscheduled storm, if that makes any sense. You know, usually, you know, we can see snowstorms coming. You know, it's kind of like hurricanes. There's no excuse to get caught in a hurricane. You could see them coming for days. Well, same thing with snowstorms normally. But this one caught me by surprise, as I discussed. So anyway, enough of that. It's all done. I got the driveway plowed. Got all the vehicles are all working and all that good stuff. So I guess I'll just quit bitching about the weather for now. So, anyway, while I was out blowing snow, I was listening to No Agenda with Adam Curry and John Dvorak, and they were talking about, or one of the stories they were talking about was, oh, and I forgot the drug company, darn it, I'll think of it, but, Glaxo? No. Something starts with a B, I think. But anyways, one of the big drug companies that supply a flu vaccine. And it's a story that hasn't really been, been in the local news or in the U.S. news that I heard. I mean, I never heard it in anything. Of course, I don't really listen to the news all that much. But it was ridiculous that, and a little suspicious if you ask me, that they sent a batch of flu vaccine over to Europe and somebody, luckily, tested the vaccine and turns out there was a bird flu virus instead of vaccine in the vials. And I forget how many people were supposedly inoculated with this bird flu virus rather than the vaccine. It kind of makes you wonder. Nobody got sick, so it must not have been that big of a deal. But still, you know, when a drug company that makes bird flu vaccine along with regular flu vaccine, you know, it's almost like they're trying to infect somebody. You know, well, you know, I don't know that that's the case. And you know, like I said, that's not what I'm really implying here, but it just seems a little fishy. That's what I think anyway. So And oh, wait a minute, I got an email here that might prove interesting. No, that's not the one. There was a talking about snow and weather and snow plows and stuff. Well, snow plow trucks are kind of a big deal around here because, you know, we got lots of snow. So let me see. What did I do with that? Geez. All right. It's called Operation Yellow Jacket. Okay. I'm quickly trying to find it. So, okay. So here we go. Here's the story of Operation Yellow Jacket. This is for drivers in Michigan. And look out for Michigan DOT trucks parked along the road or suddenly appearing behind you, pacing you. It could be a trooper driving the truck. It's called Operation Yellow Jacket. Each Michigan State Police District has a truck cleaned up and ready to go. These trucks have specially modified engines that can virtually catapult the truck from snowplow speed to intercept speed in seconds. And when the engine boost kicks in, warning lights automatically change from flashing yellow to the dreaded red and blue. Starting March 1st, 2009, Michigan will launch a 31-day speeding ticket frenzy. The state estimates that $9 million will be generated in speeding tickets, an additional $3.5 million in revenue for failure to wear your seatbelt. $1 million will go to pay state troopers overtime. There will be 47 troopers on duty at all times, patrolling the main intersections and highways with the highest rates of speeding. They are the following: I-75, especially from the Ohio line north to Woodhaven, and again from Auburn Heights to Flint. I-96 east and west in its entirety. I-275 north and south. I-675 north and south. These are all in the Detroit area. I-94 east-west from Battle Creek to Jackson. I-696 east and west in its entirety. I-196 west and east. US 131 north and south. 131 is kind of the main drag between Traverse City area and the Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo area. Anyway, just thought you might want to know that. Maybe not. I-69 east and west from Lansing to Flint, and again from Flint eastward to Port Huron. I-69 north and south from I-94 to Lansing. M-14, that's Michigan State Highway 14, east and west from I-96 to 275, and that's in the Ann Arbor area down around the University of Michigan. I only know that because we go to a game once a year at least. Excuse the cough there. And then, let's see, M-39 from I-94 to I-96, M-69 from, anyway, blah, blah, blah. There's a bunch more of those. This is quotas. 5 miles per hour above the speed limit can justify a ticket, and every state trooper is supposed to pull over and write a ticket every 10 to 20 minutes. They have issued 30 brand new unmarked Dodge Charger police cruisers and canceled vacation time. In addition, they're bringing in all their part-timers on full-time for the month. This nonsense will conclude on April 1st. There's a clue. Driving ticket fine increase in Michigan. Starting January 15th, the price of a ticket violation of Michigan Law 39-3-29, failure to show your driver's license, registration, or proof of insurance card at the time you were stopped, went from $44 to $173. Please make sure your vehicles have the proper documents in them. If you jump in the car or under the store and forget your wallet and your license and you are stopped, oh well, you just spent $173. And the fine for not having all three of these documents is $519. Now that you have gotten to the end of this, of course it's a hoax. Nevertheless, there are thousands of people that have believed it. Anyway, I sent that out to a bunch of my friends, and it's pretty amazing that they buy it hook, line, and sinker all the way to the bottom. But The funny thing is the specially modified snowplow trucks. I don't know how many of you are living in areas where snowplow trucks are common, but the trucks around here are, you know, 10-wheel, you know, they're basically semi-tractors with dump beds on the back, you know, instead of having the hookups for a trailer. And they got a huge big blade in the front, and then they've got also a blade in the, it's called a belly blade, that hangs underneath that they can raise and lower. And, you know, they're just behemoths, you know, they're class 8 trucks, they're big trucks. There's no way you're going to get a semi-truck, no matter what kind of engine they got in it. You're never going to get a tractor that size to burst from normal snow plowing speeds up to, you know, 75, 80 miles an hour. I mean, yeah, the things will go 75, 80 miles an hour, but they're not going to just burst up there like that. So that was the first clue in the hoax. And anyway, it was just... and the Michigan State Police doesn't have any part-timers. You know, all their troopers are full-timers. So, anyway, and, you know, we seem to be kind of on a car theme today, being driving and being on the roads, and I got this really cool song a long time ago, but I just think it'd be fun. It's Dave King. It's called This Old Car.
This road sucks, it's got too many potholes. This road sucks, it's got too many lights. This road sucks, it's got too many slow pokes. This road sucks, it drives me out of my mind. But this old car, it gets me where I wanna go. Got a crack. The mats are kind of worn and the seat's a little torn. The radio don't play and the washer it don't spray. It's got a few battle scars. But this old car, it gets me where I wanna go. This old car, it gets me where I wanna go. The paint's pretty good, but there's a ding in the hood, and it's got a little bit of rust. But it leaves them in the dust. The engine runs fine, starts up most every time. It's gone wide and far. This old car, it gets me where I wanna go. This old car. This old car, it gets me where I wanna go. Sometimes I think back about that warm summer night with the radio playing. It was just you and me in my car. We woke up together at the dawn's first light. I never ever thought I'd ever get that far. This old car. This old car, it gets me where I wanna go.
car.
This old car,
it gets me where I want to go. This old car,
this old car,
it gets me where I want to go. Got a crack. The mats are kind of worn and the seat's a little torn. The radio don't play and the washer it don't spray. It's got a few battle scars.
Yeah, my car is not that bad. Anyway. Well, hope my embellishments there didn't cause too much trouble. Well, heck, I got 40 minutes in here and it's past my bedtime, so I think I'm going to cut this one short, call it a podcast. I appreciate you dropping by and listening to Mike Dell's World, or My World. I couldn't think of a better name for it. Like I said, the first whole bunch of episodes were called Benzoid Reports. And well, since I didn't live in Benzie County anymore, that didn't seem appropriate, so anyway, hopefully you enjoyed your time. Well, if you're listening now, you either enjoyed it or were ignoring me most of the time, so either way, glad you downloaded it and listened, and I won't take up any more of your time this week, or at least for this episode. I keep saying at some point I'm going to do one in between the weekly episodes, but it's going to be at least weekly for the foreseeable future. If you want to hear my terrestrial radio show, which is not a talk show, it's a music show, Folk and Bluegrass. It's called Folk Air. It switched from Saturdays, and now I am on Tuesday night. Tomorrow night, as I record this, but Tuesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'll have Twitter on. You can Twitter me at twitter.com/mgdell. I'll have Twitter on while I'm doing the radio show. You can listen to the live stream of the radio show at www.wnmc.org. That's Northwestern Michigan College's community radio station, so NMC, WNMC.org. And just follow the links to the live stream, and I'll be there playing some folky, bluegrassy, you know, that kind of music, which I kind of like, and that should be interesting. This will be my first Tuesday show on the Tuesday the 10th of March. And so join me over there if you are so inclined and are near a computer around that time. And other than that, I think I'll just call this a podcast. It's 44 minutes since I started. Yeah, here I was about to give a time check. See, you can tell I'm in terrestrial radio a little bit. Just a little bit. And that rattle was a semi going by outside. So, anyway, catch me later.
This podcast is produced with Cast Blaster.